Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. Today, I've got two guests with me, Pat Bootenbaum, who is DCSG's Mission Critical Director, and Vikram Kumar, Manager of Oracle Online Transaction Processing Database Performance Group. That is quite a title, Vikram. We'll get to that in a second. But why don't we start with Pat? Pat, why don't you talk about mission critical computing at Intel and the focus on what makes mission critical computing unique within the data center compared to the other segments of computing that we're addressing?
Yeah, certainly, Allison. Our focus is how do we continue to bring the benefits of Intel architecture deeper into the mission-critical computing segment. And when I think mission-critical, you know, we're looking at this from a workload perspective around the core database, transaction processing, the analytics, the BI, for the most mission-critical application environments that an IT is dealing with. And so over the years, we've just continued to look at how do we improve our platform capabilities to bring the best experience and give the end customers the confidence to run their most mission-critical environment on Intel architecture.
Now, Vikram, what Pat just described with Intel architecture lays a foundation of performance for mission-critical computing, but why don't you tell us what you guys are doing around online transaction processing for Oracle databases?
Basically, DBCC is this industry-leading benchmark, which is actually very data-centric benchmark, looks on to the online transactional performance of database. And that data, and it is pretty representative of many industries that manage, sell, or distribute a product or service. As enterprise businesses continue to move online from B2B and B2C venues, the demand for transactional performance is growing exponential. And what DBCC gives you as a benchmark helps you demonstrate the number of transactions that you can do per minute, along with the cost per transaction metric for a complete computing system. With the Sunfire X4800 M2, it's a very scalable platform that Oracle has chosen with Intel Xeon E7 family processors and a huge amount of 4 terabyte memory, massive storage, and network I/O to get a complete balanced platform. And that's allowed us to go out with a record benchmark for DBCC.
So you talk about the record benchmark. Pat, do you want to comment on what was achieved in terms of this benchmark and why this is so impressive?
Yeah, certainly, Allison. I mean, congratulations to the Oracle team on their results here. Over 5 million transactions per minute via the TPCC benchmark has been published, you know, which is just absolutely phenomenal result for an 8-socket Xeon-based platform. You know, and looking back, I've been in the server group for about 20 years now. And to put it in context, back in the late 90s, when we were just getting started with the Pentium Pro, we were thrilled to break the 10,000 transactions per minute benchmark result. And so to see something in the 5 million result on a Xeon platform is just absolutely phenomenal.
Can you talk about what benefits an enterprise customer would achieve by seeing this spike in performance in terms of TPCC?
The first three letters of the word TPC actually tell you the stuff about what is a measured maximum sustained system performance that a computing system can keep. When we talk about TPCC, the last suffix added as C, then it becomes even more refined. Then you're looking at throughput defined in terms of the new order transactions that per minute that a system can sustain. And at the same time, be executing a mixed workload that comprises of other sorts of DML. And in this case, it's like 4 different types of transactions that include payment, order status, delivery, stock level, and stuff like that. To put the Oracle's latest result into context, the system generated 5 million new order transactions per minute. And while it was fulfilling all these new order transactions, it was able to run a mixed workload along with this workload. So the whole deal here is that this sustained maximum throughput is something which is very critical for industries that are in financial services, communications, or retail, where it is both the throughput and the latencies are key for the workloads that they are executing. This is the best 8-socket result ever, a second only to a comparable 32-socket IBM Power 6. So I think it's a big leap for both Oracle and Intel to be able to publish such a big number with the machine that we have at hand.
And Pat, when you look at the processor architecture itself, I would assume that we're happy to see this result, but we're not exactly completely surprised that Oracle was able to pull this off. What's key in E7 that's allowing this to happen?
You know, I think it's a combination of things. Certainly the architecture, which is based off the Nehalem architecture that we introduced in 2010. Westmere is a variant of that with some improved capabilities, up to 10 cores, larger cache configuration, higher frequencies. You know, but it's a combination of the platform building blocks that we are offering from our processor and chipset perspective, as well as Oracle's engineering abilities to build their Sunfire X4800 M2 platform, and then couple that with their database architecture and the close collaboration that we two companies have had for the past decade plus in optimizing the total solution. You know, this result is a strong attribute to the engineering collaboration of optimizing a database architecture on a platform architecture on a CPU architecture. And so they all go hand in hand together. And I think it's just been a fantastic job that the two companies have been able to achieve.
I would assume that represents incredible value to our joint customers that are looking at purchasing some of these solutions.
It definitely does.
What's next, and where is the mission critical team focused at Intel in terms of the next wave of performance?
Moore's Law is alive and well within Intel. You know, the combination of these E7 platforms focused on not just top-of-line performance, but also having the memory and processor scalability, as well as improved RAS capabilities, is really the focus of the future of the E7 platform. And when I look at how these are being deployed in customer environments, we do see various methods to achieving levels of high availability with these E7 platforms. You know, some customers may choose to just cluster a number of 4-socket or 8-socket platforms together and use software failover, like Oracle Rack. Others are finding that these systems, like the Sunfire X4800 M2, is incredibly robust and offers the capabilities that they need for the uptime. So, you know, I think we'll see a combination of deployment models happening depending on what the customer is looking for.
Well, guys, congratulations on the Oracle result on TPCC. This is exciting in terms of delivery of unique and new value to customers worldwide. Vikram, if people want to find out more about the Sunfire X4800, where would they go on Oracle's website, and where else can they follow up for more information from your team?
The place to look for information on Sunfire X4800 M2 would be to go to Oracle.com, and then there is a search button, and also there are drop downs for the offerings and the machines and the architectures where this product is actually highlighted.
And Pat, if folks want to learn more about mission critical computing at Intel, do you have any places to send them?
The best place to go is intel.com/ITCenter. We have a fairly robust set of mission critical as well as cloud oriented content available there.
Awesome. Well, guys, thanks so much for being on the program today. It's always a pleasure to talk about mission critical computing.
Thank you so much, Allison.
Hey, thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.